Welcome back to Wahoo Weekly on ESPN Pensacola, 1330, 99.1 FM. Alongside Davis Allen, I'm Chris Garagiola, and kind enough to join us on his God-given most blessed day off from baseball, it is Kevin Randall, a.k.a. Smoke. Smoke, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, boys. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there, all right? Had a fun 4th of July, not so fun 5th of July, but you know what? That's what the holidays are for. Listen, let's talk about the Blue Wahoos and their performance against the Biloxi Shuckers, because domination is the word that I certainly used when we opened the show, but straight out of the manager's mouth, how would you describe your team's performance throughout the six games?
We had a grind. You look at the overall record, taking 5 of 6, so we had a grind for those games. We went on some walk-offs, walk-off walk yesterday. The starting pitching was phenomenal. The bullpen was hit and miss, but they put up big zeros when we needed them so we can climb back into ball games late. And we just took advantage of some Biloxi miscues and some good things too, and we just came out on top.
We talk a lot about starting pitching, and we'll certainly focus in on the big names a little bit later. But in the back end, one thing we talked about in the open was Jeff Lindgren and Will Stewart. Look, you just got to be honest. When we're talking about opposing teams and their game plans, they look at those two guys and they maybe think to themselves, you know what? Not a Meyer, not an Eater. Maybe we can get a couple of wins if we can hit these guys. They were excellent. Lindgren goes 6 2/3. Stewart gives you a quality start. Was it a matter of adjustments for them, or was it just a matter of them spotting up today, because they both looked as sharp as we've seen all year long?
Yeah, they moved the ball pretty good. Both games are out there. Will, when he allowed them to make contact, the plays were made. They're putting balls in play. He sprayed it around on slider, fastball, and a changeup. He hit 4 guys, and that was pretty much their only base runners the whole outing. But he was sharp. Fastball down the zone. They were swinging at it. We were making plays behind him. And then the big game was Jeff Lindgren. We're just trying to get him through some games where he can just build off of. He gave up the late home run there in the 7th inning. But it's just one of those things. We needed him to go deep in the game. We had some action at the upper levels, so we wanted to save some bullpen arms just in case. And he gave us about 100 pitches, and I think that was his most on the season. But he was sharp as well.
98 pitches for Lindgren. He gives up 4 earned runs in 6 2/3. I think that number actually doesn't speak to how well he pitched in that game. Good tempo, good depth, like you've talked about. Okay, the other guys. Edward Cabrera, he's only been here for about 3 starts. And look, I think even in the first couple of starts, you can tell that he has figured out this double-A level. We saw him in a couple of innings just trying a few different things out. I think in his final inning of work, he was only pitching secondary pitches, mostly changeups, and then your spinners, a slider or a curveball that I know he can throw at about 81, 82 miles per hour. Was that something that he was doing on his own, or was that something where you guys wanted to challenge him? Because, look, obviously this is a place for guys to master their craft. We're trying to see these young players become major league caliber pitchers or hitters. Since he has an understanding of double-A, did you guys want to challenge him and see what he could do when he wasn't using the fastball?
No, it was the exact opposite. He had no feel for the fastball in the zone, so he just kind of went through the secondary stuff. He's here to get his pitches built up, so get the pitch count built up. Now we're kind of noticing, like, he needs to use the fastball a little bit more, locate it well enough to pitch with it. In that 5th inning, he threw nothing but breaking balls and changeups, so it was a little concerning. We talked to him about it, and he just said he just didn't feel strong. It's one of those outings where he wasn't clicking. We should see a different Edward the first day in Mississippi.
He is scheduled to pitch the opener against the Mississippi Braves. That's a big series. Smoke, it was announced earlier in the week that the playoffs would return. It's all very impromptu with minor league baseball, kind of par for the course, the way that things have been going the last 6 months, it feels like. But now that you know that there is something tangible to play for, is there something that you need to say to the players? Is there anything that is discussed? Is there anything that changes in the way that you manage? I know that you want to win every game, but now that you can sort of look at the standings and think to yourselves that, okay, if we really take care of business in Mississippi, we're going to create some separation for a good chunk of the season. I mean, how does this influence at all what you see moving forward, or even what the Marlins see moving forward?
Yeah, it's it's always fun to have playoff baseball around, and you know, especially where we're at. We're standing in pretty much the middle of the season, best record in the Double-A South. So it's nice to be in that position, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, playoffs are playoffs, and we're out there to compete and win ball games every single day. But you do run into these stretches where, you know, we go on the road to Mississippi, then we're right back at home against Chattanooga, two of the better teams in the league. So, you know, you kind of go at it with, you just hold our head about 500, play 500 baseball through the tough teams, and then take care of business on everybody else. And we should be okay. So it's just fun to, you know, playoff baseball. The atmosphere is fun. The games are fun. So looking forward to it.
It really is incredible, and especially like you just talked about the schedule for the Blue Wahoos. I mean, certainly the Barons are one of the tougher tests. You don't play them again for the rest of the season. We'll have Chattanooga coming up after the series against Mississippi. You still have three more series against the Biloxi Shuckers, and it's unclear whether or not those guys will be able to turn it around. You've already played Montgomery. I know we'll see them in a couple of weeks in Montgomery at Riverwalk Stadium. You played those guys incredibly well, so really looking good. I mean, you keep your fingers crossed, but certainly things looking good for the Blue Wahoos as they try and become, I got to assume, the first minor league team in history to make the playoffs with three different affiliations in three plate seasons. Okay, last question for you. Jake Eater, it was just announced he is going to the Futures game. It is an accolade that is by far deserved from this left-hander. And look, when we change affiliations, we got to take time, and for us with the Blue Wahoos, we got to learn all these new players. And Eater, you know, fringe top 30 guy, according to the sources that are supposed to be experts on this. Were you surprised in any way with how strongly Eater has started this year and his career in pro ball, and where do you think his ceiling is moving forward?
Yeah, I think he surprised us all, and that started in spring training. How well, you know, advanced he was for his age and development. You know, he took the ball in spring training. He threw strikes. He worked on his pitches, worked on his tempo. And he was given the opportunity to come to Double-A. And he has not looked back. He's taken it, and he's ran with it, and he's put himself on the map. And it was a great pleasure to let him know that he was selected to the MLB Futures game. It's a big accomplishment. So just one thing, you know, he can add to his belt. And, you know, he's fun to watch, you know, when he's out there. Even when he's not pitching well, he's poised. He's under control. He's got power stuff. The ceiling is very high for him. He looks like a front line, you know, 2-3 starter in the big leagues. Maybe a, you know, occasional all-star here and there. You know, you see Trevor Rogers just made his, you know, all-star announcement. So, you know, you see it. You see it in him. It's there.
This is Kevin Randall, the manager of the Blue Wahoos. Okay, I lied. I have one more question for you. We're taking off your manager cap for a second, and I'm making you a pretend writer here in the Pensacola area. We're giving out our halfway through the season awards. Who's the manager of the year up to this point?
Oh, boy. You know, obviously my name's not in there. If I'm picking,
wow.
You know, I really like
wow.
I really like Justin. I really like Justin in Birmingham. You know, I like how he runs the game. He's a great guy, younger guy too. So he's got a good background. I really like him. I'll throw my hat in the name for him.
I was gonna say, take your clown hat off, put your writing hat on. It's Smoke Randall halfway point of the season. You got the best record in the Double-A South. I appreciate you on this 5th of July taking some time, Kevin. Thank you so much, man. Good luck in Mississippi's huge series. Looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks, Chris.